the weekend box office was really interesting. I don't know if you're following it. Well, I only want to talk about it because the James Bond movie comes out this week. Mm. And this weekend, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, broke a record. Now, I don't know what kind of record we really have. It's a pandemic record. So since the pandemic, since all the theaters closed, obviously there wasn't a lot of people going to the movies. So to say that you broke a pandemic record is like, it's good. It's definitely good. I mean, it made $90 million in one weekend.
Which is huge. That's pre-pandemic numbers.
Right, right. Which is why it's a big deal that that's the biggest movie since the pandemic. So, but it does say something about like the direction that movies are now finally going. Although Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings mm-hmm. is already up to $206 million. But it's, you know, it's been out for a couple of weeks. Like, I think 5 weeks, I want to say.
Right.
So, yeah, Addams Family 2, even that made $18 million. People went to the movie theaters to see the Addams Family 2.
You're gonna risk your life to see Addams Family 2. And I'm the biggest Addams Family fan there is. I couldn't right? make it through Addams Family 1.
Okay, they risked their life for Free Guy. Free Guy has made $117 million.
Free Guy is almost worth the COVID. Free Guy was a really good movie. You know what Free Guy is about?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
You know the story. I think what it is based on is brilliant to me.
It's Ryan Reynolds and he's in a video game. He's living in a video game.
No, it's, you know, when you play a video game, you play just a random video game and there's people walking around in the background.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like when you're running down the street in Grand Theft Auto, there's people walking down the street and you hit right. them and all that. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is one of those guys that is a random guy in the video game. So he doesn't know he's in a video game. And then one day he wakes up and goes, "The hell?" I think it's brilliant. So that's why his name is Guy, because he's just a random guy.
Right, right, right.
So I think it's a great movie.
Also, this is interesting. Now, The Many Saints of Newark, everybody watched that, I thought, on HBO Max, but I guess not a lot of people. Well, a lot of people do have HBO Max, but enough people went to the theaters. It made $5 million this weekend, yeah, which is not a lot of money in movie. Yeah, it's not a lot of money in movie numbers, but I'm just surprised it made that much considering it's also on HBO.
Yeah, people are calling it a flop, and I think that's ridiculous because it was on HBO Max. That's how you and I saw it.
Yeah.
And I watched it three times this past weekend. So,
of course you did.
Yeah. And if it wasn't on HBO Max, I probably would have saw it twice in the movie theater. And I'm right. telling you, really good movie. I mean,
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. I thought it was brilliant. I mean, it was like, if you like Goodfellas, you're going to love this movie.
But don't you agree with me at the end of it? You're just like, wait, I need more. I mean, it's good. It definitely sets you up, but you're like, wait, not now. I want to see the next chapter in their lives.
Yeah, I want, and that's what they're thinking about doing now. But that's the bad thing is I don't know if they're going to do it now that have quote flopped.
Right.
You know, and I love how they portrayed Nicki Moltisanti as just a insane whack job.
Right.
I mean, it was he. That was a great part. I mean, that dude that played that part nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, really I loved it. I'll probably watch it again. I'll probably watch it four times just because I can't get enough of it.
Now, coming out this weekend is No Time to Die here in the States, domestic, but it already is out elsewhere in the UK and whatever. And it made $119 million over the weekend internationally. Mm-hmm. So, they're expecting that it'll make, I'm sure, at least that domestic. I mean, if you think about it, okay, so I don't know if you follow, I know you're not a huge James Bond fan, mm-hmm. But when it comes to the James Bond franchise, it has made $6.9 billion. $6.9 billion. And what's interesting about it is that just the Daniel Craig movies have made $3.2 billion.
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 That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah, between Casino Royale, Spectre, Skyfall was the first James Bond film to top $1 billion. And Skyfall, of course, was I think that was his first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's, you know, it's weird when you think about it because, okay, so movies in 1962, when James Bond first started, movies were 60 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to really think of it in terms of like 2021 numbers. But then all the movies prior to, you know, the movies being like $9 a ticket or $11 a ticket, depending on where you live, it had already made $100 million, which is crazy for like 1960s and 70s. Like no movies made those kinds of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So the James Bond franchise was already up to $100 million by like, you know, 1975. You know what I mean? Which is like, huh, what? That's crazy.
But I wonder how many people saw James Bond more than once in the 70s. They went, you know, maybe two or three times. I don't think people are going two and three times to see a movie now when they're so expensive. So kind of might equal out. But I think that James Bond fan is that fan that's going to see it no matter what.
Well, here's what's weird about it. You know, if you think about, okay, so like when Dr. No first came out in 1962, that was the first one. That made $60 million, by the way, which is the reason why that's a crazy number. That was only in the movie theaters. They didn't, you couldn't then go see it. You know, you couldn't go to Blockbuster and rent it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't on your television. So that's, those are legit.
And you could buy a small country for that money.
Right.
Back in 1950, whatever. 60 million would buy you Cuba.
Yeah. Actually, I'm wrong. Skyfall was not his first. Skyfall was, that was 2012. So I'm wrong about the numbers. But Skyfall was the first one to reach over a billion. It was $1.1 billion, which is, I mean, you know, for something that has been a franchise for 60 years, that's incredible. That's really incredible that it still makes that kind of money. So anyway, so it's made $119 million, which we don't get to see any of that money. It's just kind of interesting to hear about. We don't benefit from it at all, but it's just so interesting. I'm definitely going to go see No Time to Die. I'm a huge Bond fan. Yes. Okay. So I'm a huge, yes, I'm a huge Bond fan. I think Daniel Craig is the best Bond so far. And I live right near a movie theater that is always empty. So I'm going to go Friday at like 11 a.m. when nobody's there. I don't go, you know, I don't go at night when like
you
lines
wipe
of people.
Down your groceries.
Yeah. So I'll go in, I'll wipe down the seat. Mm-hmm. I'll wear a hazmat suit. I'll wear two masks. I don't care. I have to see the movie.
I'll believe you. I'll believe it when I see it. When you send me a text that says I'm in the movie theater because I don't believe it.
I will be there Friday morning. I think there's like an 11:20 or something like that. I'll be there.
Okay. Last year, well, speaking of movies now, last year we had a really cool list of scary movies because what they would do is they would hook people up to this heart machine and they would make you watch scary movies and they would pick which is the scariest scary movie.
Ooh, I love that.
Because it made you, we talked about it, but it was like a year ago. Yeah. You don't remember that far back.
I don't remember. I remember yesterday.
Okay. So they took this study and did it again with more people and used last year's list and put everything together to come up with a top 11 list of the scariest movies of all time. Scary movies that scare the crap out of you because they make your heart jump out of your chest.
Okay.
So, and on I don't know how they say this is a top 11 chart because there's movies that, like, number 11 has two movies in it. They're tied for number 11. So The Conjuring, the 2021 Conjuring, is 11, and It from 2017, both tied at number 11.
The Conjuring, the series, I thought was one of the scariest things I've seen in a long time. Like, the very first Conjuring, where, I'm sorry, I'm going to spoil it for you, where the hands come out of the closet and clap.
And
that moment for me, that was really, really scary because you don't expect it. And it's like, wait, what's in that closet? And then there's nothing in the closet, but the hands come out. And yeah, to me, that was really creepy. I thought The Conjuring was incredibly scary.
Number 10 has two for a tie, Texas Chainsaw 1974. And Halloween is 1978. So those are tied for 10.
Let me tell you my favorite thing about both those movies. They both have
boobies.
Well, yes, in a way. So there's something in
boobies
that there's something in that genre called The Final Girl. And The Final Girl in a movie, so for Halloween, obviously it was Jamie Lee Curtis's character. The Final Girl is the one that's like, she's virginal. She's the one that doesn't have sex because, you know, of course, if you have sex in a movie, you die. Like, that's just part of it. And it's literally the girl, the last girl that not only gets away, but a lot of times kills the killer, or at least stops the killer from continuing to kill. Because, you know, obviously there was a franchise. It just, it, those movies kept going. So none of those characters actually die, but they die for those movies. Like, she, it's the girl that stops them. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Halloween are the two most iconic final girls that everybody always talks about when they talk about movies. So it's interesting the two of them are tied for, what did I say, 10th place?
10th place. Also a 10. So there's a three-way tie, Nightmare on Elm Street, the 1984.
Right.
So number nine, we have three of them. And you'll agree with number nine, The Ring from 2002. Not The Ringo, however you used to call it.
Ringu.
Ringu, but just The Ring. A Quiet Place, and then Hush from 2016.
I didn't think The Ring was that scary. Ringu was really scary. Foreign films are scarier than American films. They just are. There's something about the foreignness of it and the characters they create that they go there. Like, what American movies want to do, horror films in, like, Korea, for example, they go there. That some of the scariest movies, some of the Korean ones. Ringu, I think, is one of the scariest movies of all time. The Ring, eh. Yeah, it was scary, I guess, but I already knew it was going to happen. So
number eight, The Babadook.
Oh, you love The Babadook.
I love The Babadook. So that's number eight. The Conjuring 2 is number eight also.
Yep.
Paranormal Activity is number seven, and that tied with A Quiet Place Part 2, which just came out.
I didn't see A Quiet Place Part 2 yet, but A Quiet Place Part 1... You know, the scary part is the fact that you have to be quiet.
The whole movie's very quiet.
That's the scary, because every little sound you make, you can trigger.
And you can't hear shit.
Those beasts.
You can't hear nothing. So.
Yeah. So, and that's one of those things. Like, they took the scariest part of the movie. And they made the whole movie the scariest part. The having to be quiet. Otherwise, you're going to get caught.
The whole time, I'm like, what'd he say? I can't. It's a stupid movie. Whispers. I put on the closed caption.
You hate that.
I hate that. Number six, very scary movie. It Follows.
That is one of the. That's the number six. That's not number one.
That's number six.
Oh, It Follows. The okay. If you have not seen It Follows and you're a horror film fan, that is the one.
That's a
to
Sam Raimi movie.
Yes, because Sam Raimi's brilliant. As you know, Sam Raimi did the Evil Dead series. That's what we know Sam Raimi from, the Evil Dead. That's how he started his career. So way before he got to the Spider-Man movies and he was an action guy, he was doing Evil Dead 1 and 2. And he does horror film like nobody else. And the thing about It Follows, it takes place like in your house, it feels. It's not like you're in some mansion somewhere and there's like something weird going on. It literally could be at your house, in your closet, and on your street, which is why it is really freaking scary.
Number five, Terrified from 2017. I don't know what that is.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Number five, also Hereditary from 2018. All these movies I must watch because I don't know what they are. Number four, The First Conjuring.
Oh, yeah. See, that I'm telling you, that's definitely the best one.
Insidious is number three.
Yes. Okay. So that's the same director. It's the same. The people who did The Conjuring also did Insidious, and it's a lot of the same actors. The Insidious series. If you love The Conjuring, The Insidious feels like
a
prequel. Well, it's almost like, because it's the same actors and it's a lot of the same that really deep scary stuff. Where it takes place in a house and whatever. And again, so if you're a horror film fan, you want to see any of the Blumhouse movies, because their whole thing is that they're made in one location and they try to make it as scary as possible. They get the best actors and it's all in one location. And the movie costs like $1 million to make and then ends up making tons of money. So anything that Blumhouse is attached to, you want to go see that because it's maximum scary.
Number two, Sinister.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so scary. Yeah, that's definitely good. That one has a lot of surprises in it, which is why I see why it's number two on this list, because this list is about things that make your heart race. Mm-hmm. And Sinister has a lot of surprises, a lot of moments that you're just like.
Number one, haven't seen it. Got to watch it. It's called The Host.
Well, the 2020 version?
It came out in 2020 and it's called Host. So I don't know what that is. I don't even know where to find it. It's on Shudder.
Oh, okay. So the original, The Host, see, this is another situation where the original, The Host, is from 2013. And if it's the same movie, did they redo it?
Yeah. Six friends get together during lockdown for their weekly Zoom call.
Oh, okay.
So I think things happen behind, you know, Cooper, what's going on? There's somebody behind you. You know, it's something like that. And then the scary monster kills him.
Oh, it's just called Host?
Host.
I thought I knew horror films. I didn't even know the number one film on this list.
Number one.